This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. For a lot of people, it's a great day because it's the beginning of Labor Day weekend. For a lot of other people, it's a great day because President Biden finished his speech. And probably no more big speech, certainly not one in Independence Hall in Philadelphia, scheduled anytime soon. One of the perspectives on the speech that I haven't heard yet, but we're about to hear now, is from Juan Williams, who is a Fox News contributor and has been a stalwart on Fox for many, many years. He is also a regular columnist for The Hill and a former Washington Post scribe and author of bestsellers like What the Hell Do You Have to Lose? Juan, always a pleasure speaking to you, and happy Labor Day in advance.
Thank you so much, Michael. I hope you have a relaxed time. I know you work hard.
Well, we try. There's a lot to cover right now. In terms of your reaction to the speech last night, first of all, do you think that President Biden advanced his own cause in a substantial way?
Oh, I do. I think that what I have seen in recent polls suggests that both Republicans and Democrats think democracy is threatened in America. Now, Republicans think that for a different set of reasons than Republicans, but But one group of party members thinks differently than the other, although they both come to the same conclusion that democracy is under threat, is what I'm trying to say. And among Democrats, it's overwhelming. They feel that people who believe in the big lie that the election was stolen, people who engage in violence like shooting at FBI agents and the like, threatening the vice president, trying to undo the election, that's a direct threat. And I think Biden, by speaking that out loud and in a setting where he puts himself in a historical context, the founding of the nation and our belief in democracy, I think he energizes and speaks to that base and to independent voters, according to recent polls, in a very effective manner.
Okay, what did President Biden suggest as the means to curb the threat to democracy that he perceived in so-called MAGA Republicans, other than not voting for them?
Well, I think that's right. But he said, and he made a big point of this, he said, this is not something where you just curse the faith. He says, this is in our hands as Americans, that we can deal with this, we can take action as Americans. So I think part of it is to say reject an ideology based on, you know, a scam, a lie, that the election was stolen and that there's a lot of election fraud in the country, or that you need to resort to violence because you believe this. I mean, he's saying don't buy that, but I don't know that he can. I don't believe, Michael, you know, and again, I'm a guy who looks at a lot of political numbers, but the numbers don't suggest that Republicans are going to buy this argument. What he's really speaking to are Democrats and independent voters, and that audience is there for him. I think they believe that standing up to the big lie is, in fact, taking action of the kind that you're asking about.
Okay, but one of the basic challenges to Joe Biden, and it seems to me that it's fair, is that he ran and has periodically emphasized his desire to unite the country, to be a bipartisan leader, to be somebody who isn't a hyper-partisan. And here, by implying that everybody who voted for Donald Trump is somehow a threat to democracy, isn't this equivalent, as a number of people have said, to Hillary's disastrous comment about a basket of deplorables, expressing not just contempt for Trump, but expressing fear and disapproval of the 74 million people who voted for him?
Well, remember, Hillary Clinton spoke before January 6th, and I don't think she helped herself, by the way, with that remark.
No, she hurt herself a lot.
Right, okay, so we agree there. But I think Joe Biden spoke after January 6th, and after, you know, the violence that we saw at the Capitol by people who were Trump supporters, who identified themselves with their flags and their hats as MAGA people. And we know that the threats to the vice president, and we know that President Trump remains in control of the Republican Party. He is the choice of most Republicans at this point to be their presidential nominee in 2024. And we know that President Trump just this week said he would pardon all of the people who were convicted of rioting and violence.
We were just covering that. Yeah.
So I think that he, you know, is a real continuing presence in our political life. And for someone to speak to him and speak about him and what he represents, I think is legitimate.
I was just talking to Rich Lowry of National Review, and he suggested that part of this is a Democratic strategy that may end up being very effective, which is to keep Trump front and center. And Democrats feel, I think, fairly confident that if the upcoming midterm elections are about Trumpism or about what you've called and many others have called the big lie, if that is the crucial issue rather than questions about the economy or about foreign policy or about rising crime, that if Trump is the big issue, then they can hold on to their congressional majorities. Do you think that is part of the motivation here?
Well, everything you said was true except for the last part. I'm not sure they can hold on to the House. I think it'll be closer than everybody thought. Again, I like numbers, and when I talk to the numbers people, both at Fox News and elsewhere, what they're saying is what once looked like a red wave is now being reduced to a red rain or a red ripple. So it looks like it's still the case that Republicans are going to win the House of Representatives, the majority. Less likely, though, that they will win or take majority control of the U.S. Senate. But the overall point is that whereas once it looked like this was an election in which people would vote against the party in power because they said, oh, look at the price of gas or look at inflation or, gosh, you know,
crime,
what's going on with the schools and COVID and I didn't like the man. Suddenly, it's not about that. It's not even about Joe Biden. And, you know, typically, historically, midterm elections are a referendum on the incumbent. This election is becoming a choice election in which people are saying, well, the alternative, as Joe Biden described it last night, is extreme and potentially destabilizing to the country we love and the way we live our lives. And if if people are shooting at the FBI and people are saying you can't have honest elections if we lose, you know, then we don't have America.
What do you say to the very real possibility, Jim Jordan, for instance, and Kevin McCarthy both indicated that with the Republicans taking a majority in the House, they may shut down whatever is left of the January 6th Select Committee and may replace it with full-out investigations focusing on Hunter Biden. Is that something that American voters would support?
I don't see that they support it, but I don't know that it would have much consequence at this point. I think the January 6th commission, you know, is intended to wrap up sometime in the fall. I don't know if it's before the election, but the point is that, you know, it would come off as theatrical to me. I don't think Hunter Biden is to be equated with even what Trump is doing now with the FBI. Now I see a majority of Americans say that the Mar-a-Lago search was proper and justified. And that's, you know, all it is an attempt to distract from Republican problems if they get into Hunter Biden at this point.
Juan Williams, our guest, contributor from Fox and to The Hill. His most recent columns will be linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. Hey, hey.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
And one of the curious things about this moment in American politics is that everybody agrees, I mean, you hear it on both sides, that things are not good, that things are not normal. And one of the things that Joe Biden attempted to do last night, I don't believe it was a great success, was to indicate that the blame for things not being normal, as he said in his speech, was firmly on the party out of power. Now, how do you make that work? Democrats control the Senate. They control the House of Representatives. They control the White House. So what does it mean when you have the President of the United States, who is a Democrat, who has more power to determine the national direction than anybody else? When you have the President of the United States standing in front of a national shrine, the old State House in Pennsylvania, which is what it was. It was the state capitol at the time of the Declaration of Independence and the time of the Constitution of the United States. It's now known as Independence Hall. It's, by the way, if you haven't been there, it is a powerful experience to go to Independence Hall, take your children, and speaking in front of that building sort of illuminated by a lurid red lighting that some have said made it look like it was speaking from the gates of hell, Joe Biden said this to the people of the United States. This is clip one.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Okay, what are the elements of the MAGA ideology that he just referred to that are a profound threat to this country? And Biden actually tries to answer that a little bit in what he continues to say about how, in his view, MAGA Republicans want to take us back rather than move us forward. This is clip 12.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
Okay. What he's talking about there is Supreme Court decisions. And the idea about no right to choose, look, one of the problems that Republicans have right now is there are some states like Michigan, and in the state of Michigan, they got over 700,000 signatures for a ballot proposition to reform the old abortion law from 1931, which is now the law of the land in the state of Michigan, which eliminates all access to abortions, including for rape and incest, during the entire pregnancy. That would be replaced by a constitutional amendment that would provide or guarantee, as a constitutional amendment in Michigan, if the voters of Michigan vote for it, abortion access in the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. In other words, until the last trimester and viability, would follow the lead of Roe. The problem right now is that Republicans are committed to prevent that from getting on the ballot. So if you're talking about a democratic procedure where the people actually get to vote, which is part of what Justice Alito talked about in the Dobbs decision and what judicial conservatives have talked about for years, this is not rightly a Supreme Court decision. And when Joe Biden is attacking MAGA Republicans for no right to choose and you can't marry who you love, there honestly are very, very few politicians anywhere who are trying to undo the Obergefell decision or trying to take away or invalidate the 500,000 gay marriages that exist in the United States. It's just not fair, and it's not true. There's also this. What if Joe Biden had said, in the past 2 years, MAGA Republicans have launched an assault on the soul of America, on its people, on its laws, on its most sacred values. They have launched an assault on our democracy. Their policies have severely wounded America's soul, diminished America's spirit, and betrayed America's trust. Doesn't that sound just like President Biden? It's not him. You know who said that? It was Kevin McCarthy, speaking for the Republicans. And no, he didn't say the MAGA Republicans have done this. What he said in his speech, he said, in the past 2 years, Joe Biden has launched an assault on the soul of America, on its people, on its laws, on its most sacred values. He has launched an assault on our democracy. His policies have severely wounded America's soul, diminished America's spirit, and betrayed America's trust. I don't think it's healthy on either side to say that the people with whom you disagree are jeopardizing America's soul. America's soul is not so easily assaulted. And by the way, it's not unanimous on most things. And there are people who love America's soul and love our country and are deeply patriotic who are on both sides, for instance, of the abortion issue. And about the question of how and if at all you regulate abortion and do anything at all to protect the idea of human life and at what point you protect it. The idea that a disagreement over that means an assault on America's soul, it seems to me, is poisonous. And it's part of what feels abnormal about the country right now. Joe Biden is right. You look around and our politics does seem more hysterical, more apocalyptic, more inclined to see the other side not simply as mistaken, but as profoundly evil. And Joe Biden didn't do anything to heal that last night. If anything, his contribution, such as it was, probably made it worse. Some more on the responses to that speech and to that approach and the upcoming elections coming up on the Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. employers added 315,000 jobs in August, a slower but solid pace in a tight labor market. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. President Biden applauded the latest monthly jobs report, calling it more good news.
The bottom line is jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation maybe, I'm not overpromising, may be beginning to ease.
Gas prices are falling as the Labor Day weekend begins. AAA reporting the national average for regular is down 2 cents from yesterday to $3.80 a gallon. Arkansas again leads the nation with the lowest pump price of $3.30 a gallon. NASA remains optimistic for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Florida. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the response to the president's speech last night, there was a heckler responding who was quite audible during much of the speech, playing sirens apparently, and speaking through a bullhorn and shouting, not "Let's go, Brandon." He was shouting the words that actually inspired "Let's go, Brandon," which are blank, starting with the F word, blank Joe Biden. And this is what that heckler sounded like, if you can listen closely. This is clip 4.
In our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies but as fellow Americans. Look, our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. But history and common sense, good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from.
I don't think that was part of his text. Good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from. Look, a number of people pointed out that when President Trump was heckled at some of his rallies, and he was, talked about, well, he made comments like saying in the old days they'd take people out and knock them down, hit them hard. And President Biden, that could have been the most successful aspect of his speech, as he responded graciously to the heckling near Independence Hall, which didn't ruin his speech. I mean, partially because I don't think it ended up being a memorable or particularly positive speech for the president in any event. He also went on to a strangely contradictory passage. Here it is in terms of after talking about the MAGA Republicans being a threat to the country, then going on and talking about how he's a president of all Americans. This is clip three.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
Okay, again, the difficulty is, who are you talking about? And doesn't this defeat the intention that he just enunciated about being a president not for red America, not for blue America, but for the United States of America? That was his one-time partner, Barack Obama. His famous keynote address at the Democratic Convention of 2004 in Philadelphia, which is exactly where Biden was speaking. He said, I'm not speaking to the red states, I'm not speaking to the blue states, I'm speaking to the United States. And that speech made Barack Obama an instant presidential possibility and made him famous. This was a very different speech, and it was peculiar that this is the way that Joe Biden wanted to launch his campaign, because starting out and acknowledging that things don't feel normal in the country, what you want to do is talk about a way that they can feel more normal, and just attacking MAGA Americans or MAGA Republicans, basically, is that normal? Can you think of a successful president in the past, of President Reagan, doing this with people who disagreed with him? Or for that matter, President Clinton? Or any other American president singling out not just the opposition party for being wrong, but one particular wing of the opposition party? Joe Biden said this also about the MAGA Republicans, who were his, of course, main target last night. This is clip two.
But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today. They don't understand what every patriotic American knows. You can't love your country only when you win. It's fundamental.
And do I think that most Republicans actually agree with that? Yeah, I do. And the idea, however, should also apply to people like Stacey Abrams, who never conceded her loss. She lost by 50,000 votes in her run for governor last time, for governor of Georgia. And it looks like she is going to lose again. Will she accept it this time? And shouldn't Joe Biden's urging to accept it both when you lose and when you win as a matter of patriotism? Should that apply at least as much to Democrats as to Republicans? And in fact, in terms of what Biden is urging, it might be heard better by Democrats, you think? He is, after all, the leader of the Democratic Party. There was a question that came up, and it was today, the morning after the great speech at Independence Hall. There were questions that were raised by people at like Breonna Keeler on CNN about the use of members of the Marine Corps. They were actually members of the Marine Corps band who were there, but using these American military people to sort of decorate the set because they were standing behind President Biden and those the front of Independence Hall, which was all lit up in bright and lurid red. The entire thing was at taxpayer expense, and this was supposed to be a non-political speech. It was a nakedly political speech. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about that this morning, and it's striking to hear how she answered that question, which we had raised also yesterday. We will get to that and to more. And a presidential historian who warns that the Republican Party is representing Hitler and the Confederacy? Really? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, we're going to be speaking later to A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics, who writes a warning to Democrats, suggesting that their optimism about taking firm control of the U.S. Senate, they have control right now, but it's a tie vote in the Senate. They only have control because of Kamala Harris, because of the Vice President of the United States. A.B. Stoddard suggests that the Democratic confidence may be misplaced. Why? She says, look at what happened in 2020. And we will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. I mentioned that Karine Jean-Pierre had a tough question from a reporter this morning about Biden's speech last night. It was a question about the speech being paid for by taxpayers. Here is her attempt at an answer. 15A.
Address the criticisms and the questions about why the president delivered what sounded very much like a politically charged speech as an official White House event, taxpayer-funded, with two Marines in uniform in particular flanking him and visible on camera throughout.
So I'll take your first question. Look, the way we see it here, and I would argue the way many Americans across the country see it, is standing up for democracy is not political. Denouncing political violence is not political. Defending rights and freedom is not political. Making clear that the challenges facing the nation is not political. We don't call any of that political. We see that as leadership, and we see that as presidential.
Okay. For her to say it's not political is ridiculous when you are associating all those negative things that you're condemning with one political party. And you say, well, it's only one segment of one political party, but they mention the word Republicans, as in MAGA Republicans, 16 times. Now, how is it you attack one political party? Now, if he had attacked people on the extreme left of the Democratic Party and talked about so-called progressive or democratic socialists even, and it attacked some of their excesses, particularly during the riots of following May of 2020, which most people remember fairly clearly. With all of that going on, if it had been more balanced, then, okay, you can argue that it's not political. And then she was asked on how she feels that it was appropriate to use the Marines as a set decoration in the speech last night. This is 15B.
To your question about the Marines, look, The president gave an important speech last night, a critical speech, and an added inflection point. And, you know, our democracy, our values, are values that our men and women who protect us every day and fight for it every day believe in as well. The presence of the Marines at the speech was intended to demonstrate the deep and abiding respect the president has for these service members, to these ideals, and the unique role our independent military plays in defending our democracy, no matter which party is in power.
Okay, you're right, no matter which party is in power, but this is all the more reason. Is it possible that one or both of those Marines who are standing there may not have agreed with the President of the United States in his attacks on MAGA Republicans? Yes, it's possible. And the idea of using the party, using the armed services for a partisan purpose of any kind on either side is dubious, and so dubious that on CNN, which is not noted to be huge supporters of the Republican Party or the conservative cause or Donald Trump, I think we can agree on that. But Breonna Keeler, who was an actor, an anchor and leading anchor at CNN, actually also criticized the placement of the two Marines as set decoration. They were right behind the president. And I say all of this because, by the way, in terms of people who actually saw the speech, the broadcast networks passed on carrying Joe Biden's speech in Philadelphia. In other words, no ABC, CBS, or NBC. And ABC ran Press Your Luck, which is a non-political show. CBS went with Young Sheldon, a rerun of Young Sheldon. I must confess, I don't even know what Young Sheldon is. And NBC ran a Law and Order replay. And no, that was not an ad for dealing with the crime crisis in America. CNN and MSNBC carried the address, as did news division streaming channels. But Fox News stuck with Tucker Carlson, who actually gave his own reaction to the speech, which wasn't particularly positive as it was happening. But here is Breonna Keeler over at CNN showing that basically sometimes even broadcast networks, what people call legacy media or mainstream media, can try to be fair and balanced. Listen. And by the way, in expressing these remarks on air by Jeff Zeleny, who is also with CNN, what she wrote was, whatever you think of this speech, the military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind President Biden for a political speech flies in the face of that. It's wrong when Democrats do it. It's wrong when Republicans do it. I think that's appropriate and true. We mentioned before that some of the more intemperate comments about the speech itself came from enthusiasts who loved what they heard. Michael Beschloss, who is a historian, he's a good writer and he's a good historian and he's credible, but he appeared on MSNBC in reacting to the speech, and what he said goes much further than anything that Biden actually said in his talk. This is clip 11.
1860, this country was in big jeopardy. It was splitting apart, house divided, slavery or non-slavery. And Lincoln cast the election of 1860 by saying, the house can't stand half slave or half free. We've got to choose. 1940, when Franklin Roosevelt was running for a third term, just as you just mentioned, Roosevelt didn't say the paramount issue this year is the minimum wage, although that was pretty important, or, you know, whether Texans get an oil depletion allowance or something like this. He said, look, these are all important, but what is really at stake at this moment is whether our children are going to get to live in an American democracy, especially with Hitler and the fascists looming in Europe and marching. So this is like 1860. This is like 1940. You know, you have to talk about the large issue in the room. And just as Lincoln gave the House divided speech, just as Roosevelt gave a speech on the State of the Union about the four freedoms, as you well know, 1941, you know, here is a time when President Biden has chosen.
Okay. The difference, of course, is that the people in the Confederacy, what were called the fire eaters, who ended up breaking up the Union, talked openly of violence and supported it. And certainly Hitler was full of violent rhetoric, and we're talking about a very hostile foreign power, an evil dictatorship. The idea of comparing anything in our party politics of today, suggesting that the danger to the country of the, quote, MAGA Republicans is comparable to the dangers of the Southern Confederacy and the slave power, as it was called, by the Union. And to say it's comparable in any way to the threat of Nazi Germany or Japanese militarism or the threats that ended up costing hundreds of thousands, 400,000 to be exact, of casualties in World War II. Today is the day that Japan surrendered. Yeah, and not when the bombs were dropped, when they actually surrendered, bringing an end to World War II. That available MedVet History Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.